AM 1420, WASR Wolfboro, W246DI Wolfboro at 97.1 FM. Local, community, radio.
And now, live from WASR Socially Distant Studios, the best sports show on this station at this time. It's Mike and the Haas on WASR, powered by the Yum Yum Shop in downtown Wolfboro, Kingswood Sports, New Hampshire Sports, and National Sports. So here they are, Mike Denae and Charlie Hasek.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Mike and the Haas on WASR Radio, powered by the Yum Yum Shop. I'm Mike Denae, and alongside Charlie Hasek, we are Mike and the Haas. Special guest today?
We do. Our old friend, Josh Spaulding.
Old friend.
It's so good.
Whoa.
Well, you're not, I mean, not old as in age.
I'm old.
We're much older than you are. Mike is the oldest at the table.
I think Eric's the oldest at the table.
I don't think so.
Actually, I think I might be.
Well, you look good. You don't look it, just so you know, Eric. But it's great to have Josh here, and we're going to talk a little maybe high school sports, and of course, we want to talk Winter Olympics.
And when Josh comes on, he comes on for the whole thing.
He's committed.
It's more times than we can count how many times Josh has joined us.
I know. It's pretty amazing.
It's a special time when Josh joins us, too.
Oh, it's special, all right.
It is. We got a lot to talk about.
You know, you had made a comment prior to the show, and thankfully Josh was listening.
We're not sharing all the comments they made prior to the
show. But Eric and I weren't really listening. But Eric and I could sense that Eric and I had a little bit of excitement because we are not going to be on the air on Monday for Martin Luther King Day. But we had heard that it was going to be the Eric and Haas show or Eric and Charlie show, and we were getting excited about that because we had a really good show when we worked together that one time.
Why was it going to be
we thought you weren't going to be able to do the show on Monday.
Why?
But then, well, the only one that was listening was Josh.
What am I missing?
Yeah,
they misheard you.
We misheard you, so we were getting excited to plan our show.
You mean, were you eavesdropping on my phone call over there?
No.
While you
were sitting here.
Yeah, when you had left, we thought that you said you couldn't work on Monday when we were trying to figure out if we were working Monday. So that's all.
Right.
I'm so lost.
But then it's okay to be lost.
Don't worry.
But then we commented
another radio station.
And then we commented that you had a really good show with your son Sam. So which
Sam
you did.
Good, Sam did,
Sam
a, good
did
job.
A great job.
Yeah, he did a good job.
Yeah, which is great.
Yeah.
Season, you know, I don't know if Josh feels the way. Josh doesn't. Josh is a skier and he loves all this stuff. It is the season of yuck.
Are you a skier, Josh?
For Josh, it is.
I mean, I put skis on my feet and I go down mountains, but I wouldn't call myself a skier.
But I see you walking in the morning at about
sometimes
7 o'clock, 6:55.
I'm not out at the Yum Yum Shop. Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
I see you walking, but you're not going to be walking Monday, is he?
Not easily, no.
No.
What's your prediction Monday? Give it to us.
8 to 12.
8 to 12 inches of snow.
Is there any chance that it's going to move into Tuesday?
No, but there is a chance we could see either more or less, depending on which way this thing finally tracks.
Shocking. The weather forecasters don't know.
Yes.
Who would have guessed that?
But Eric knows. But
if it stays on the same track as it does now, we're looking at 8 to 12.
And we're looking at really cold over the weekend.
Yes.
Colder than it was in the last stretch?
About the same. Single numbers. Well below zero at night.
Season of yuck.
But this is a great weekend, though. We'll talk about it later because it's a weekend of football.
It is a weekend.
I mean, it's one of the best weekends of
it's
the year.
It's actually
it's a long weekend.
The long weekend.
We're
going
to have that Monday night game as well.
That's right. How do you feel about the Monday night
playoff game? I like it a lot.
Josh, Monday night playoffs?
Yeah. They've had Monday night games all year. Why not just have one in the playoffs, too?
I think the more nights that they have football, the better.
I agree.
I mean, there's not, like you had
said before, nothing. I don't like COVID, but last year having football pretty much almost every day of the week was awesome.
Yeah. So. I'm into that. All right, Mike and the Haas is powered by the Yum Yum Shop, located in the heart of downtown Wolfboro, and can be found at WASR 97.1 FM and 1420 AM and all over the world on WASR.net. The Yum Yum Shop has over 100 varieties of fresh baked goods, including 6 different types of bread and a full-service ice cream bar, and, of course, their most famous item, the gingerbread cookie. Make sure to visit the Yum Yum Shop the next time you are in Wolfboro or online at yumyumshop.com. And while you are there, enter the discount code of Mike and the Haas or WASR to receive $5 off a gingy box. You can always join a conversation. 569-5253. And today is trivia brought to you by the Full Belly Deli. So you're going to want to put that phone number away because you're going to need that. 569-5253. All right. That's my phone because.
Oh, I thought it was like wind chimes.
I had motion.
Is that a special person that's with the wind chimes?
No, that's motion in my driveway because I had to.
Oh, from your ring.
I had to. Yeah. So I could hear things going on because I told you that my day was not how it was planned out to be.
That's
they
right.
They never are, yeah. Michael. They never
but
are.
But it seems like, you know, your day has gotten better because you got what you needed to get taken
no,
care of.
No, you're here
today.
With Charlie now. That's,
you,
I mean, obviously.
Well, I was
going to
say,
that's, I mean,
that is
obviously
like,
it's
it is
the best
looking,
part
that
of
is
day.
Like the whipped cream and the toppings
it is looking
on your
up.
Sundae.
Why don't you let's do your take first?
Your take. Thankfully, I want to also go on record here because people are not going to believe this. You first of all helped me with the take and that I just want to talk about.
But I give credit to somebody else though, because somebody else, a friend of the show, gave me this article.
Well, this is great because I got a little.
You
maybe
saw the Fox News.
I got a little excited, and I'm like, Mike is sending me Fox News links, and I'm finally. I was gonna call Chip today and be like, finally, Mike is coming to the right side.
Oh God!
Speaking of the Yum Yum Shop, it was Peter Kelly who sent me.
No
this.
Kidding.
Yes,
which it wasn't from TMZ because that's all he does at work is sit.
Which
TMZ
is surprising
because
I didn't think memes. I don't know if Peter Kelly is necessarily on the right side either.
He's on the right side, all right.
All right.
He's on my side.
Oh, my gosh. 33% approval rating for your boy.
It's not 33% approval.
Oh, God.
Approval.
It all
is
right.
Not
all right.
That. And
it was 48, I saw it today.
And let's
48.
Let's just get it out right now. The Supreme Court blocked his vaccination mandate.
Oh, that's a good thing?
Well, it is for private companies. It absolutely
as
is.
As people are dropping as left and right.
Because the government,
it's okay.
Because the government should not be doing anything with private industry.
God.
Okay. All right. Hey, but let's talk about this.
What about the hospitals? The hospitals are filled up.
The hospitals
are we okay
Mike,
with that?
Michael,
what
if they take Medicare
or
Medicaid, then they
breaks
can do
his
it.
Leg,
yes.
He can't go into the hospital because it's filled up because a whole bunch of dodos didn't take their vaccines.
I'm pretty sure they're going to recognize that Mike and the Hoss, and they're gonna take care of us. The Mike and the Hoss wing. All right. Here,
can
but,
we,
but
can
this
we go
is,
on to something else?
Yeah,
please?
You got a great take, Mike, and I really appreciate this. And thank you, Peter Kelly from the Yum Yum Shop. I have your best employee sitting to my right, so which is great.
No.
So, I don't, Josh. Maybe you heard of this. Maybe you did, Eric. So there's this. This is an uplifting story about a blind sports commentator. His name is Bryce Wheeler. Have you guys heard this?
Nope.
No, I haven't.
Okay, so Bryce Wheeler has he's 30 years old, and he has been he's done over 200 games, different sports. He did double A baseball. He did like the Akron Rubber Ducks I think that's the name of it. But he works and does play by play, of course, with the assistance of people in the booth to help him. And he studies each week before he does the play-by-play.
It's 12 to 15 hours for every
12
game.
12 to 15 hours to study, to learn about each player, you know, what are their strengths, what are their weaknesses, what are their statistics. And he works side-by-side with people that kind of give him the view of the game and what's happening. And this guy's completely blind. He's been blind since birth.
So it's a three-man booth that they have, and he has a kind of a right-hand man. He has a partner that he relies on for basketball. He's done about 140 basketball games.
Yes.
And the description that his partner gives him, that he comments on that about what the players need to do.
The players
and apparently
doing.
It's very entertaining. Yeah. I mean, you can listen to a little bit.
Yeah.
A couple clips.
I don't know if
there.
I listened to a couple of clips, and it's amazing. You first of all, if you're just listening, you'd never know the guy was blind.
You never would.
You know, and
no,
I listened to a clip of him when he was doing a baseball game, and you know, he's second, you know, and the batter hits the ball and it's, you know, hit to deep left field and caught by the, you know, left fielder. It was like at the, you know, the warning track.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're blind. Like, that's amazing. That's amazing that he's able to do this in real time.
He just is able to work with people that are with him, but it just goes, you could do anything.
Absolutely.
Do
and
anything.
He is
and,
so,
and anybody that has to go over those obstacles, And we deal with kids all the time that, you know, I can't do this, I can't do this, I can't do this. Here's a person that cannot see, yet does color commentary on Division I basketball games.
And play by play. And he in the real world, his real job is he works for disability services where he's helping people with disabilities get jobs.
Yep.
Which is really cool.
And let them believe in themselves.
Yeah.
But it was
amazing. If you guys, I mean, Josh and Eric, if you have a chance to, his name's Bryce Wheeler. And if you have a chance to just Google him and listen to his play by play, other than the fact that we told you that he's blind, you would never know.
And other than the fact you have to find the article on Fox News,
it's all over the place. Yeah, it's all over the place. So, but the Fox News is probably the truth.
Oh God!
This article, probably.
Okay. Whatever you say, Chip.
So that was great. You also have a pretty awesome.
Well, as we know, and I'm really interested in Josh's take on this.
I'm guessing yours wasn't from Fox News.
No.
Hey, listen, just so we're clear, he gave that to me. This wasn't me digging. This was I couldn't believe it. I my eyes were like, what is Mike doing? Like this, I got excited
and
I was nervous
that I wanted to share with you.
Well, I appreciate it.
And because I am worldly, I did not.
You are worldly.
I was not thinking about the Fox News part, but obviously that's the direction that you went to.
That's the first thing. That's the first thing I went to. I'm like,
can we go
what
on to
this?
Something else, please?
Yeah. Please do.
Let's talk about John Lester.
John Lester.
Yes.
Retired.
Yes, he did.
And Charlie and I debate often on this show, and the Hall of Fame results are going to be coming out pretty soon, actually, because ballots are starting to get in there. Yeah. We should probably talk about Dan Shaughnessy's ballot, too.
I got to say, I like that, but that's besides the point.
Okay, about you like his ballot?
I like what he did. I like his reasoning.
Second year in a row. But anyway, John Lester retired, and there's a lot of buzz around it. The closest one that I could think of is Curt Schilling, as far as shouldn't he be in the Hall of Fame?
Right.
Both you and I do not think he should be in the Hall
correct.
Of Fame.
That's correct.
Real quick?
Probably not. He's probably a little short.
Okay, so he's got 200-plus wins.
Yep.
We go Curt Schilling. 2 World Series. 3 World Series. Was he there in 04?
God, I don't remember.
I don't think he was. I'll Google that while you're talking.
He might be. He might have been. Give him 3 World Series. You know, besides being a buffoon,
what do you mean by a buffoon?
You know exactly what I mean by a buffoon.
Oh, you're talking Schilling.
I'm talking Schilling
now.
All right. John Lester, he had a 3.64. You talk about consistency here. 3.64 ERA with the Red Sox.
Yeah.
3.64 ERA with the Cubs.
Yeah.
A 6.36 winning percentage with the Red Sox.
Yeah.
6.36 winning percentage with the Cubs.
He does what he does.
That is a professional pitcher.
Yeah, absolutely.
200 wins, 3 World Series, 1.77 ERA in 35 innings pitched in the World Series, 2.5 on overall postseason ERA. He beat cancer, by the way.
He sure did.
Yeah.
He also bought $50,000 worth of beer for Cubs fans after they won the first World Series.
That's reason enough for the Hall of Fame.
Do you need to know anything else?
Yeah.
So, you know, if Schilling's on the bubble.
So here, I have information. Schilling won the World Series.
Oh, in 04 with the Red Sox.
He won 2001, 2004, and 2007.
So he has three.
When you
also were
saying 04, I thought you were asking if Lester was there in 04.
No.
Schilling was definitely there in 04. Yeah, absolutely.
So,
yeah. Sorry.
So he has three also. So Schilling has three also.
Yes.
And if Schilling's on the bubble, God, you know, Lester.
I think at the very least
on the bubble.
Oh, absolutely. I think he will get some votes. I don't think there's any question about that. I just don't think he's gonna clear the threshold that's needed to.
Now, one of the things that Schilling gets credit for is he brought the World. He was there in 04, obviously.
Yeah, brought the World Series to Boston. Yeah,
with the bloody sock.
Lester brought the World Series to Chicago.
Yeah. He also helped bring the World Series to Boston.
Lester?
Yeah.
He wasn't there in 04.
No, but he brought a World Series.
A
to Boston,
World Series,
which
yes.
Is,
a World Series, yes. Yeah.
So I mean,
and 13.
So I mean, that's absolutely why he should get consideration. I think he'll come up a little bit short, though. I just think that he's going to be one of those guys that gets votes and just doesn't quite get over the bump.
What do you think, though? So Schilling, all right, because I think people are going to, I mean, as you said, you don't agree with his politics. So I think that's going to factor in with whether or not people will vote for Schilling. Where John Lester, there's no political influence.
It's not about his politics. It's his
buffoonness
about his politics.
Yeah, because if you look at, like, the Boston Globe guys that I read their ballots the other day when they released them. And almost all of them, at least I think Shaughnessy didn't, but voted for Schilling, even though most of them said, I don't agree with what he stands for and how he goes about his business.
And
that's the difference, though. I don't care if somebody works Republican or Democrat. Yeah.
Right,
not,
I get that. That's the lens.
And they all voted for
Schilling. That's what we have to agree with.
Exactly.
That's the lens you have to look through. You have to look at what is he like as a baseball player, not as a human being.
Yes, exactly. And that's what I wanted. That's what they said. They said, you know, how he goes about his business outside of baseball is a little wackadoo at times, I believe he deserves to be in for these reasons and these reasons. So.
Right.
Let's go to Shaughnessy for a second because, you know, my buddy who's friends with Dan Shaughnessy sent me the Shaughnessy's ballot.
Yeah.
Why if you have a buddy that's friends with Dan Shaughnessy, why is Dan Shaughnessy not calling into Mike and the Hoss?
He's working on it.
Oh, my gosh.
He's working on it.
That would be
it.
Amazing. Yes. We'd have to be nice to Dan Shaughnessy. We couldn't actually share our opinion of Dan Shaughnessy to Dan Shaughnessy.
Well, I don't know if he's going to be calling in now after just saying that.
It'd be great.
But then again, he's probably used to it. So
I'm a Shaughnessy fan. Yeah. I love his writing. I think he's one of the – I think he says – everything that he says how he feels, and I love that he doesn't back down.
So what was his reasoning for just voting for Jeff Kent for 2 years in a row?
Well, he was talking about it was a steroids thing. He says anybody who had anything to do with the steroids, I just don't feel I can vote for. Was basically,
and I'm okay with that. Yeah. But why Jeff Kent?
Because Jeff Kent was the person that was clean. That has never been proven connected to anything.
So he voted for him.
So he deserves a vote.
He didn't vote for.
By the way,
are Jeff Kent's numbers?
Jeff Kent is probably a little bit higher than Schilling on that list. He'll get in. I think Jeff Kent will get in this.
Okay, did Shaughnessy vote for Bagwell?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, so I mean, I guess what I'm saying is that there's, and I agree with the people that we know.
Yeah,
you know, took steroids. Yeah. I'm having a tough time getting over that threshold. I think that they should go in with asterisk and you know,
a special.
I'm of the opinion that everybody was doing it at that time. It wasn't against the rules, and if that was the case, then once it started being against the rules, it's a whole other story. Like, but if you were the times where you know it wasn't really talked about and it was done, but then you were connected to it years later.
McGuire had the steroids in his locker during an interview, you know. So it was certainly was out there, even though I guess they were still secretive about it, especially Canseco and all that stuff when it was happening in the early 90s. But there's a large part of history that is being completely ignored, baseball history.
Having guys like Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens.
And so if you go up to Cooperstown. Mm-hmm. There's a 15-year segment that you're not going to be able to see. Like,
well, you're going to see guys like Harold Baines that shouldn't really be in the Hall of Fame. You know, you're going to see guys from this era that were marginal Hall of Famers that got in now because they
couldn't select
people didn't vote for guys like Clemens or Bonds.
Right.
And I am hopeful that in their last year of eligibility that Clemens and Bonds get in. I don't the steroids thing bothers me. Yes, but they were, without question, two of the dominant players.
We got to take a break.
Can we come back to this for like 2 minutes?
Yeah.
By the way, we'll be right back.
Mike and the Haas is sponsored by the Downtown Grill and Cafe. When in downtown Wolfboro, don't forget to stop at the Downtown Grill and Cafe. The Downtown Grill is open from 7 to 3, 7 days a week, 364 days a year, serving breakfast and lunch with daily specials and delicious homemade soups. The grill offers the finest organic and fair trade gourmet coffee and tea, several gluten-free options, and a unique and delicious breakfast and lunch menus. So for some of the best breakfast and lunch options in town, visit the Downtown Grill and Cafe during your next visit. Need a chainsaw, some paint, or even a grill? Don't head down to the big box store. Stop at Bradley's Hardware in downtown Wolfboro. At Bradley's, you will find all of your hardware needs. Bradley's Hardware carries quality name brands such as Steel and Echo Power Equipment, Benjamin Moore Paints, Weber and Big Green Egg Grills, and just about anything else you could find in a hardware store. Bradley's also stocks an extensive inventory of rental equipment. Rent anything from a commercial carpet cleaner to a cement mixer. So before you head out of town, stop at Bradley's Hardware on 22 Railroad Ave in downtown Wolfboro. They are open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, and Saturday, 7:30 to 5. Bradley's is your local hardware choice.
After the program today, I'm heading to Skelly's Market in Moultonboro, New Hampshire. They have all your grocery needs, plus more, with great customer service. Pizza, subs, fried chicken, and a great selection of meats to put on your grill. On Saturday nights, there's always the much-loved pizza special, with two large topping pizzas for only $20. Skelly's also features Richardson's Ice Cream and the world-famous Bailey's Hot Fudge. Enjoy your visit to Skelly's Market at 374 Governor Wentworth Highway in Moultonboro, New Hampshire, and see why Skelly's is the convenience store with a little more.
Welcome back to Mike and the Haas on WASR, powered by the MM Shop. All right, we're just a little bit more.
You know what's coming for me. So if we're gonna have, allow these,
you interrupted me just now. You know.
I apologize. If we're gonna allow those that you know took performance enhancing drugs in the Hall of Fame and make that decision at some point because they were legal,
allow them in. I don't even know if it's a separate wing, but just there's got to be some reference to it.
Okay, so you're the asterisk or whatever we want.
Barry Bonds hit 750-something home runs.
Yeah. But he was also juicing. Yeah.
Roger Clemens was one of the most dominant pitchers for
decades. 20 years.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
But he was juicing. And
doesn't that take something away? The Roger Clemens, look, I'm a big Rocket fan, but doesn't that take something away from Pedro Martinez, who didn't juice, who was dominant as well.
I think it adds something to Pedro Martinez.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, right.
Pedro at 140 pounds pitched in that era and was the most dominant pitcher that
without
the scariest pitcher
over a 5-year period was the most dominant pitcher ever.
All right, I agree
in
with that.
That era.
What about my boy? My boy Pete Rose. When are we going to allow? Seriously, when are we going to allow him into the Hall of Fame? If we're going to allow those that juice,
should be.
Can we not allow those that gamble?
He's the greatest hitter of all time.
Yes.
He probably should be in the Hall.
Yes, and if we have to use that lens of we're just going to look at baseball. Then Pete Rose belongs in the Hall of Fame. Yeah. Mike's so sick of me talking about Pete Rose.
Yeah, but I'm not against Pete Rose being in the Hall of Fame.
No, I know you're not.
I'm not as passionate about you as you are. He just, if he would shut his mouth and stop signing autographs all over the place and trying to make $15 on an autograph, he would be in by now. He just can't shut his mouth. Yeah. That's why Pete Rose is not in the Hall of Fame right now.
He's overly critical of the commish.
He's also annoying.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, it's, if he would have just shut his mouth and be classy and just, you know, gone off into the sunset and say, also, if he would admit that he did it, probably would get him in, too.
Probably,
Jeff Kent, you think he should be in? 377 home runs, 290 batting average,
I think the thing
OPS,
is
OPS 855.
Where he played, he was a second baseman. And those both power numbers for second baseman are off the charts. You don't see second baseman hitting that many home runs in their career. That's one of the reasons why, given as to why he would be a Hall of Fame candidate, is simply because he played second base and was a prototypical second baseman. He was not the guy that.
Does he have a World Series? Does Jeff Kent have a World Series?
Did he win it with San Francisco? When San Francisco won, I can't remember.
I don't know.
I mean,
he's 53.
He played Survivor
now.
Philippines. I mean, that in and of itself should be
no. That does not help him. That does not help
him.
It might go on his plaque, but it does not help him. I mean, is Jeff Kent better than Dustin Pedroia?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, look at the home run numbers.
Just the home run numbers, but Pedroia has 3 titles.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
you know, and he has an MVP, which Jeff Kent has, but he also has a rookie of the year. Kent was a 5-time All Star. Pedroia is at least that.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's borderline.
Yeah, I would say
he's borderline. I don't know if he's deserving of just the only vote you'd get. But
looking here, you saw that he won the NL MVP in 2000 when he was with San Francisco.
They didn't win back then. They didn't win until
what years.
I'm just saying he was the National League Most Valuable Player Award in 2000 with the Giants.
Yeah,
and again,
all-time leader in home runs among second basemen, as you guys said. Yeah,
he played Survivor Philippines. So
and I mean, it's Survivor Philippines. That's got to get you over.
Season 25, baby.
Over the top.
Okay.
So,
Josh, tell us about the Winter Olympics.
What about him?
When are you leaving?
When am I leaving?
What are the flight plans? What's the hotel plans?
You think I know these things at this point?
It's a month away.
It's less than that, man. I leave in 2.5 weeks. If I get to go, it's...
Is it tenuous like the last one, like the Summer Olympics were?
In the same sort of vein, like I'm waiting for COVID test sites to be approved by the Chinese government. So we have to get them approved. And submit them and send little paperwork and everything. And
do you have to be vaccinated?
Yes.
Oh,
no.
Yes.
The test sites here. Is it over there?
Is it a mandate that you're vaccinated?
It is.
Is it a mandate?
I don't know. The Chinese government has.
It's a mandate.
Chinese,
it's a mandate.
Athletes. Everybody who going to Olympics needs to be vaccinated unless it's a medical issue. Obviously, there's some sort of thing.
Sure.
The COVID testing sites, before I leave, I have to take 2 tests within 96 hours. And one of them has to be from a Chinese government-approved vaccine test site.
Okay.
The problem is the Chinese government-approved test sites, there's nothing in this area, not even close. New York City is the closest you're going to get. So we had to submit, anybody who wanted to go, if there was nothing in the area, had to submit a COVID testing site and had to get approved by the Chinese government.
Okay.
So I'm waiting for that to see if that'll happen. And then obviously I have to test negative for COVID twice.
No, but when you say COVID testing site, would you do Huggins Hospital or
no? Because
like
I need
Concord
it so
Hospital
because
or?
I need it so quickly.
Yeah.
I can't have it turn around in 2 days.
That's
most of these places.
Yeah.
They have to turn around. So I'll go through a place in Manchester that does them turn it around a couple hours
right away.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have to get, it has to be nasal, it has to be done nasally.
Yeah.
It has to be, you know, certain type of test. And it's,
I mean, the same thing.
Do you have insurance on the tickets and stuff like that? So if you run into problems with the COVID test, that
well, the good news now with the flight, like I had a flight that got completely canceled on me, and I was working to try to use the same flight, same airline to get there, and it was just again the Chinese government is making us fly in on certain flights that aren't normal regular flights. They're not normal commercial flights. So we have to, in order to land in Beijing, we have to be on special planes. We can't be on a normal commercial flight. So only certain airlines can do that. Only certain airlines have those. So it took me until it was last week when I finally actually got a flight officially booked. And Saturday officially when they actually got my money. Because my credit card company thought it was fraud when I tried to spend $4,000 in euros in on Air France.
Is that how much the flight was?
Yeah, the original flight was half of that. This flight that I had to book was $4,000.
Holy macaroni.
Wow. It was. Holy macaroni. Yeah, I mean, obviously, it was less than a month away. And I had to fly.
Wow.
I'm flying the other way. I'm not flying you because I've been to Asia twice in that side of Asia. I've flown from here across the United States, Canada, and over. This time I'm going to France first, and then I'm going all the way to China.
Okay.
So I'm going the other way around the world. So it's a longer flight. That was... So my flight is supposed to leave the afternoon of February 1st. So that's Tuesday, February 1st. I'm supposed to get in at 6:40 a.m. on Thursday, February 3rd. So I lose February 2nd, somewhere in the process. It's a 13-hour time difference, so there's that. And then there's the times of
the flight.
The flights and the sitting in Paris airport for a few hours. Yeah. So, you know.
So let's. I want to fast forward. You're going to get there, just like you did before. Maybe going to offer a suggestion for you. You probably should have just stayed in Japan. It would have been a little bit easier for you to get over to China.
It would have been a little tough to do my job.
But let's just assume, because it always works out for you, Josh. Let's assume that you're going to get to China and get to the Olympics. Have you already started planning your itinerary as far as what you want to see and do?
I resisted it for quite a while because if you had asked me last Monday what my chances of getting there, I would have said about 15 to 20%.
Okay.
By last Tuesday, I was about 30%, and by this Monday, I was probably about 50%. So it's getting better as I go along.
That's good.
So,
are you at 50 right now?
Yeah, I'm a little higher than 50. Okay. I have a feeling the testing site will be approved. Now it's just a matter of me not getting COVID.
The Chinese government's listening to the show, so it's actually gone up. They're like, oh my gosh, this guy's really important. He's on the Mike and the Haas show.
Everybody in this room is vaccinated, so you're okay.
That doesn't mean anything because we can spread it just as easily as anybody else can.
It does mean something.
It does. It means I get it less.
That means we're probably not going to die.
That's exactly. That's what that means. And that's true. And that's good. However.
That is good.
So I have to, I did. On Tuesday, I was in my office and I was procrastinating and not doing my work. And I started going through the schedule and picking out things that, okay, I should see this and I should see that. And I want to see this. And knowing that there were certain people that would be in certain events and things like that. So I have a little bit of an idea of what I want to do, but that also changes because schedules change all the time.
What are your top three?
What do you mean?
Top three events that you want to see, like must-see events.
Ice hockey.
Oh, I mean, I think there's – I want to see U.S.-Canada women's ice hockey. I mean, I think that's a given.
Yeah.
I love the alpine skiing, so I want to see Michaela Schifrin ski. I think that's even though while you're there you can't see much of the course, you can watch it on TV like everybody else, but just this big screen in front of you. But stuff like that, where you just see the people that are really good at what they do.
Are spectators allowed? Because I know in
Tokyo there was none.
Right.
The Beijing is allowing Chinese spectators who are fully vaccinated.
Okay.
From what I understand, not full capacity,
right?
Not anything like that, but they're allowing some spectators into venues.
Is the accommodations and how what you went through in Tokyo, is it similar to this,
or they're actually
something a little different?
It's actually pretty much this. They're running what they call a closed loop system, and it's basically what we did in Tokyo. We're not allowed outside of a certain area, so we can go to the media center, which is where
everything is located. It's a big dining hall, media center. There's, you know, all your workrooms and your stuff, and you can pretty much do everything you need to do. You could cover the Olympics from the media center without.
You mean like call into Mike and the Haas? Is that? Yeah.
No, I did that from my hotel room because it was 5 in the morning when I did that.
Right. So 13-hour difference. What are we looking at?
5 in the morning.
Yeah, it's still going to be similar.
Yes, yeah. It's the same Beijing.
Waking up with Josh. Well, we could call it. That's a great name for a segment.
But
waking up with Josh.
But you can do anything basically in the media center, and so we can go to the media center. We can go to our hotels. Like we have special media hotels. We can go to those hotels. We can go to any of the venues. And we have our own transportation system. So we have buses and or vans or the high-speed train that goes between the two, three zones. So we have all that stuff, but we can't go outside of that. So and other people aren't allowed in it. So it's so like the Olympics is contained into this group. And it was done like that in Tokyo, too.
So you don't have any opportunity for tourism?
No. That was the same thing in Tokyo.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to take the Wuhan laboratory tour.
No, and I'm not going to be able to take – I'm not going to go up and be able to walk up the Great Wall of China. And
no.
Unfortunately, I was – it's
Josh, before you go to break, are you doing any fundraising for this?
I haven't been simply because I've done this before and I feel like I don't like to say, I should make money to go to Olympics again. It's like I did it the first time. The first two times I kind of did, and then I kind of laid off it a little bit.
So you're flipping the whole bill?
Mostly, yeah. Yeah, I mean, some people have been nice, but
I was going to say, there are people out there, Josh, that love you.
I know.
That have
and
money.
And I get that, and I have no problem. If people offer it to me, I don't turn it down.
Of course.
But I don't go out looking for it. Like, the first time, I get paid hard for it. I like said, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
If somebody wanted to help you out on this to – you know, send some money, what could they do?
Probably the best way to do it is just to send a check. And I've thought about just, you know, putting out PayPals and Venmos, and I just haven't really, I'm not technologically smart, and I don't think.
Where do they send the check?
So you can just send it to, usually the paper is fine to the office. My office is fine.
Okay, so you heard that. If you want to help Josh out for Beijing.
The office in Meredith is fine, but no need to. I don't feel like that.
So it would be Salmon Sports?
Salmon Press Newspapers.
Salmon Press Newspapers.
Right. We're going to be right back with some trivia.
Lucas Roasting Company, which is located on King Street in beautiful Back Bay, Wolfboro. They serve delicious coffee, tea, espresso, and lattes. And you know what, Mike? They were voted the best coffee in New Hampshire by WMUR. They even roast their own coffee inside their cafe. Lucas Roasting offers over 40 different single origins and blends of coffee to choose from. My favorite is the Italian roast. It's really dark and has great, great flavor. After 13 years in the coffee industry, Lucas Roasting Company can handle personal and large business orders. Stop by their cafe on King Street in Wolfboro or order online to have delicious coffee shipped right to your door. The cafe is open Wednesday and Thursday, 7 to 5, and Friday and Saturday, 7 to 3. Or go ahead and visit lucasroasting.com anytime.
And please make sure to tell them that Mike and the Haas sent you.
Everyone deserves a treat in life. The Yum Yum Shop in beautiful downtown Wolfboro is offering an amazing deal on their Gingy Boxes. Gingy Boxes are 24 delicious gingerbread cookies with 2 containers of frosting. Gingy Boxes can be shipped anywhere in the world. When you order online at yumyumshop.com, enter the code WASR or Mike and the Haas to receive $5 off your order.
So don't forget, to save $5 on a Gingy Box, enter the code WASR or Mike and the Haas at yumyumshop.com. Mike and the Haas is sponsored by Duran Independent Insurance. If you're in the market for your health, life, or long-term care insurance, start with Paul Duran at Duran Independent Insurance. Paul and his team can answer any of your insurance questions with an independent voice. They can help you shop for the best rates available in New Hampshire and are your trusted time saver. So for any of your life, health, or long-term care insurance, start with Duran Independent Insurance. You can reach them at 603-569-6464 or DuranIndependentInsurance.com. Duran is independent and works for you. Welcome back to Mike and the Haas. All right, trivia time brought to you by the Full Belly Deli. So what are they going to win, Charlie?
They are going to win a free lunch at the Full Belly Deli. All they have to do is call 603-569-5253 with the correct answer to the trivia question. And then you head down. You give us the answer on air. Off air, you'll talk with station manager Eric Scott. He'll take your name, and we'll make sure the Full Belly Deli gets your name, and you can head down there anytime you want to get yourself a delicious lunch. Actually, Josh is here, too. What are your favorite sandwiches at the Full Belly Deli?
You think I actually go places to eat, Charlie?
Well, maybe not.
Foot in mouth, Charlie. Yeah. I like the steak and cheese wrap.
Okay.
I get a steak and cheese wrap over there.
Yeah.
No matter what, though.
It is good.
Steak and cheese is good.
Do you have a favorite down there? Mine is actually the full belly deli. The full belly, which is like all the different meats. And gosh, it's so good. Have you been to the full belly yet?
Yes, I have.
Do you have a favorite down there, or what did you get?
No, I got the full belly with all the meats because I love meat.
Good stuff. Yeah. And, I love meat.
It was delicious.
Good. Yeah.
They have a good horseradish mayo there that is.
Oh, it's to die
for. I can't do that. Yeah.
You don't do hot. All right.
We got to do the trivia.
Okay, here we go. Trivia question. Once again, SpongeBob at Full Belly Deli, 603-569-5253. In 1957, Ted Williams was intentionally walked 33 times, which set an American League record. In 1993, John Olerud of the Blue Jays tied Ted's record. But what player holds the MLB record of intentional walks? 120 intentional walks. What player holds the MLB record of 120 intentional?
Go in the room and call.
120 intentional walks. And actually, this is kind of a good trivia question based on the conversation we had earlier segment about Hall of Fame.
I'm gonna go in the other room and call.
Are you? Yeah, we won't know that it's you.
I mean, without saying who this person is, during that stretch of time, his offensive numbers were phenomenal.
We're out of this world.
Out of this world. Yeah. But the amount of times that he was walked compared to,
you
know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, because it's crazy to think about, I mean, 120 times compared to, like, Olerud had 33, and we thought that was a lot back in 93.
I'm going to give a hint on this one, just because.
Sure.
He was intentionally walked with the bases loaded.
Yes.
Yep.
And I think that's how good he was.
That's
Buck Showalter was the manager, I think.
That's how good he was.
He was intentionally walked with the bases loaded.
Yeah.
So,
which is crazy. Hey.
569-5253.
Kingswood update?
Yeah, this is brought to you by Duran Independent Insurance. Duran is independent and works for you.
Yeah.
So
we got it all. We got all the update. And you can help us, too, because I know that you've been at some of these events. I hope you have. Plus, you're going to need to help us. Well, I'll tell you in a minute about some of the skiing stuff. Okay. All right, because that'll be helpful.
We'll start with boys hockey. Boys hockey at 4-4 now. They lost last night. We lost last night to Portsmouth Newmarket. COVID hit us a little bit.
COVID dinged you up a little.
I also heard you made some dumb mistakes.
Whoa, what are those dumb mistakes?
By an inside source told me.
Really?
That.
Yeah.
We should have won that game, but we made some dumb mistakes.
It was not a horrible game.
Yeah. No.
It's just that our mistakes were costly.
Yes.
And there were some things that we could pull out of it that we were pretty happy about.
Yeah.
And we think back to, like, it puts this in perspective. Portsmouth Newmarket beat Dover and beat Summersworth.
Yeah.
Dover smoked us twice.
And they beat Co Brown.
They beat Summersworth Co Brown.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Dover smoked us twice.
Yeah.
And we played really bad against Dover. They seemed to have our number. Portsmouth Newmarket beat them. So are we getting better? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Full squad last night. Things, you know, maybe are a little bit different. You know, we were in it. We were in it. The shots were 27-24, so it was, you know, it was pretty close. The game was a 50-50 game. We just made some costly mistakes.
Right.
And, you know, they capitalize. Good teams capitalize on mistakes. And, you know, we're not there yet that we're – it just seems that our offense, our goals, we have to work a lot harder for them than these other teams because we break down and they're easy goals out there for them. We just came off a 3-game winning streak. Josh was there on Saturday.
Yeah.
Nice Sunday.
Sunday. That's right. Sunday against Alvern. That's right. We had a Saturday, Sunday against Alvern. Won both of them. Saturday. Well, we talked about that one. It was a bloodbath.
I owe Josh an apology.
You do?
I wasn't handling the music. It was my music on Sunday, and there was no Taylor Swift for Josh. So I apologize.
Stressful.
I will speak with the person that was doing the music. So sorry, Josh. Hey, I was at the game last night.
And yes, you were.
I
appreciate your support.
Yep, no, it was. I was there to critique and watch your coaching, which of course was excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I was on last night.
I want to highlight Will Danae. Will Danae had two goals and an assist. And the person that I was standing next to said to me, "What Kingswood really needs to do is always play man down because how many shorthanded goals does Kingswood have this season? It's pretty awesome."
Yeah.
So
yeah, Will had one and Cody had one. Yeah
which is kind of cool to see. But overall, I mean, my take is similar to yours. I don't think that I thought you guys actually played pretty well, and people that I was with that are much more hockey knowledgeable than I am said they were really surprised at
be anybody.
Thanks, Josh.
Well, he's come a long way in a couple of years.
You know that
you don't understand. You don't know how kindergarten this was a few years ago.
I know. I'm getting there. I'm almost in third grade now. but how impressed they were that you know that Kingswood played so well against Portsmouth. So
Yeah, and we were down, and we were missing Cody Emerson, and you know he's one of our leaders, our senior captains.
Sure.
And that certainly made a difference, and you know the other kids stepped up, but again there was some mistakes. We got Merrimack this weekend.
So yeah, you guys are on Saturday, and then you're off for a week as far as games, because then you come back home a week from Saturday. Yeah.
Girls,
nothing yet. That's no, same as they're
against Bishop Brady on Saturday. Okay. I should say Bishop Brady, Trinity, and Manchester West.
Yes. You got three teams there.
That's just ridiculous.
So frustrating.
In Manchester and Concord.
Yeah. That's not nearly as bad as the all four Manchester schools playing as one school.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know.
Somebody's got to get a hold of this.
Yeah. Or we have to join the party.
Next Wednesday, they're home against Berlin-Gorman.
Yes.
That's on the 19th. But also on the 19th, I want to throw this in there because Mr. House just sent this out. Unified basketball next Wednesday, 3 o'clock.
3 p.m.
Yep, 3 p.m. So.
Who are they playing?
Plymouth.
Nice.
Yeah, Plymouth. So
that'll be 3 p.m.
Did you have that on your schedule?
I don't know. I'm going to have to write that down.
Yeah, you can get to the unified game and then get to the girls' hockey game, which would be great.
Boys basketball.
Yeah, they're having a tough week.
Yeah,
so,
I can see that.
And they play Plymouth tomorrow evening. They lost Monday to Sanborn, and they lost last night to Pelham. So they're currently 3-5. And it looks like, I don't know, you, Josh, what is...
Do you think the condensed schedule is getting to them right now?
I think the condensed schedule is getting to everybody. It doesn't matter who you are.
Where do you stand on the condensed
schedule? Okay.
That's what our team is doing.
It is completely
It's almost like
awful.
It's like we're making these kids NBA players.
There's no time for practice. There's no time to reschedule games if you miss games, and everybody's missing games. If you go out for COVID and you have to sit down for 5, 6, 7 days, mm-hmm. whatever the protocols call for, you're missing three, four games. Yeah. It's awful. It is absolutely awful. And
whose brainchild is this?
This was the principals and athletic directors voted on it. It was voted on by them across different divisions. Division 1 and Division 2 went with this schedule. Division 3 and Division 4 did not. The thought was a lot of the southern schools were saying that they thought they needed their numbers weren't high enough, and they thought this would a shorter season would help bring in more numbers for their programs, and they didn't thought you know kids not having to play over February break or over Christmas might work for them, or something like that.
Are they seeing success? I mean, the people that voted for this, are they seeing success with this?
I don't know.
And lastly, is this an experiment?
It was voted on 2 years ago to be a 2-year trial period, but they didn't do it last year because of COVID, and everything was regional schedules. So whether or not it continues beyond this year is still has not been determined yet. I'm willing to bet that just about every coach that I deal with that does it will be up against it because they hate it. I mean, the Kennett coaches, I talked to them before. They've seen the Kennett girls coach. He, like, last fall, he was like, I don't know how we're going to do. He says, I got a bunch of new kids. He says, I have no time to acclimate them because they don't have time to practice.
They have 2.5 weeks left in their season.
It's insane.
Yeah, what, February 4th, the last regular season game.
Yeah. And so teams that don't make the playoffs, and, you know, Kingswood's right now on the outside looking in, for basketball anyway, their season's over in 2.5 weeks.
It's awful.
Their season basically just started at the beginning of January because they had a COVID break.
Yeah. Well,
the boys team anyway.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I mean, and they started. They only gave them a few, like a week and a half of lead up time too for the season. So it's not good. It did not work for me. I like the Division III and Division IV have kind of stayed. Division III is a little bit shorter, but Division IV has stayed with the same exact schedule. And speaking of the girls' team.
Well, hey, hold on one second. I had a question about boys basketball. So Plymouth, boys basketball. Plymouth beat Kennett last night?
No, Kennett beat Plymouth.
Kennett beat Plymouth. Yes. So, and Kingswood beat Kennett.
Yes.
So Kingswood probably has a pretty good chance tomorrow night against Plymouth.
I'd say they should have. It should be a good game.
Okay.
I think, you know, I mean, Plymouth is streaky. They have one kid who's very good player and is capable of scoring 20 to 30 points.
Okay.
Just like an Ethan. Like an Ethan Arnold. So I mean, you know, you stop Jake, you slow down their offense. So
okay. So it could be good game tomorrow night.
Should be.
Girls team picked up their first win.
Yeah.
They did.
So
they
cool.
beat Sanborn 49-39 on Monday.
Nice.
They played. They lost to Manchester West last night.
Okay,
and they're home versus Plymouth tomorrow night. So the girls
are
home tomorrow.
It's also a game that's winnable for the girls.
Oh, good. Good.
Last time they played, Kingswood led for a good chunk of the game,
and
just they ended up playing with four players at the end of the game because they fouled out and stuff, so they were shorthanded.
The girls are home tomorrow night, and the boys are away against Plymouth.
Yes.
All right. Give us a little update, if you can, on Nordic and Alpine.
Nordic hasn't gone yet.
Nothing for Nordic.
They were supposed to go this week, but Mick was telling me when I saw him last week that he said he didn't think they were going to go because there was no snow where they were supposed to go.
Okay.
But Alpine's had one race. They raced last Friday at Cranmore.
Yep.
They finished third. We're not going to say out of three teams, but that's, you know, I mean, Kennett and Hanover are
Kennett and Hanover are
state championship caliber teams.
Sure.
Those are the teams they were racing against. And, you know, I thought the freshmen represented very well for Kingswood. The first skiers were all freshmen.
Mm-hmm.
Quinn Dickey for the boys, he was the top boy in both races.
Yeah, he was
the
athlete of the week.
Sierra Rose and Marina Roy were the top skiers for the girls.
Yep, and Sierra Rose was athlete of the week.
That's right. Well. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so that's why they were athlete of the week, because they were the top skiers for. So they looked very strong in that for their first races of the season. And you know, it's tough, you know, they usually like to race before this Christmas break, and that got postponed because of weather. So
right. They're
back at Cranmore tomorrow.
All right. Charlie, you want to do the trivia one more time?
Yes. What player holds the Major League Baseball record of intentional walks? 120 intentional walks. Who is that player? Give us a call at 603-569-5253.
All right. We'll be right back with basketball, Celtics, Bruins, Patriots, playoffs.
NFL, baby.
All right.
Danny and Mike have been serving the Lakes region for over 20 years. Carroll County Oil offers prompt, courteous service with competitive rates. They offer automatic, will call, pre-buy, and budget programs designed to fit your needs. If your oil burner needs service, give Carroll County Oil a call, and they will contact a qualified technician 24 hours a day. At Carroll County Oil, you are a name, not a number. So, when your knees are knocking, fear no more, give Carroll County Oil a call, and they'll be at your door, 539-8332.
When looking for a sub in town, don't forget about the Full Belly Deli on Mill Street in downtown Wolfboro. For some of the most tasty subs in town, you have to try the Full Belly Deli. Hey, Charlie, do you know about the Thanksgiving Fridays?
I sure do. Thanksgiving. Turkey, stuffing, cranberry sauce, and mayo on a grilled homemade white bread. You can reach the Full Belly Deli at 603-569-1955. And don't forget to tell them Mike and the Hoss sent you.
Hey, this is Mike from Mike and the Hoss. If you're in the real estate market, start with Fay Moore at Berkshire Hathaway. Fay brings 30 years experience to real estate in the Lakes region. If you're planning on selling, call Fay, and she could set up a complimentary market analysis to value your home and discuss anything you can do to help your house sell quicker and for more money. If you're buying, start with Fay. No one knows the local market better than Fay, and she will find the perfect house for you. So whether buying or selling, start with Fay Moore at Berkshire Hathaway by calling 888-723-0306 or Verani.com.
If you're involved in an automobile accident and need your vehicle repaired by experts, call Weston Auto Body in Wolfboro, New Hampshire. Weston Auto Body is a family-run business, and they are the oldest auto body shop continuously operating in the United States. Weston Auto will work with your insurance company and the paperwork associated with your claim. Hey, Mike, did you know that Weston Auto does more than just body work? They do alignments, oil changes, brakes, exhaust systems, shocks, struts, state inspections, batteries, tires, and many other services. Give them a call at 603-569-4400, and don't forget to tell them that Mike and the Hoss sent you.
Welcome back to Mike and the Hoss. All right, I would say for the first time this year, the Celtics and the Bruins are worthy to talk about, but we don't have much time.
No.
So
we'll make it quick.
We're going to make it really quick.
I think Celtics worthy in a sense. So they're back to 500. They're 21-21. They're still 10th in the East.
Last week I said they're kind of entertaining now. The drama is kind of entertaining.
Yep.
And I don't know if the drama is feeding into better play. Who knows?
But maybe Kendrick Perkins really got to Jason Tatum.
He's going to take credit for it. But the Jays are playing a little bit better. They're playing together. Did you see how many assists they're getting?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the whole team.
Yeah.
The whole team's actually passing the ball.
There we go.
And Marcus Smart did not play.
And Marcus Smart did not play.
Yeah, which is okay. Trade him.
Right now, I am saying keep the two.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the two Jays. Everybody else goes. I'm dead serious.
I want to keep Peyton Pritchard.
Well, I probably want to keep Robert Williams
honestly,
a third.
I think Al Horford is a key piece of what's keeping these two guys playing as well as they are.
He's showing the veteran leadership.
Yep.
But they haven't played well until the past week.
Yeah, I know.
So
but
where was Al the last three months?
I just think he's got. There's a part there that he's playing.
I like Al.
That's just me.
All right, so we'll talk about them a little bit more next week. The Bruins, won four of last five.
Brad Marchand's on a roll.
He's 8 goals in the last 3 games something like that.
Wow. Hat trick last night. Got a nice pink hat out of it.
The Canadians look really bad, though.
Well, that's the thing. I heard an interview with Andrew Raycroft, and his words were, "The Canadians think they'll be fine tonight."
Tuukka Rask playing tonight.
Yes.
The big comeback.
Be good to see.
We're torn on Tuukka Rask coming back. I mean, it just feels like. And Krejci's now there's talk about
Krejci coming
back.
I was going to say a week from Wednesday, Krejci will be back.
I want Krejci back. I love Krejci.
I love Krejci too, but at some point we got to turn the page and bring in some other guys.
I know.
So I don't know. But they're getting scoring from everywhere, and they're still in eighth place. They're 5 points behind the seventh place, but this 4 through 7 are all bunched up, and they're 3 to 5 games still that they haven't played because of COVID and everything. So. There's some excitement there.
There is some excitement. So even for the Celtics, I agree.
Did you watch the national championship game?
I absolutely did not. But
I watched a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was doing that night. Wide receiver blow out his knee. That's just
terrible. How do you feel though? Like the Georgia one.
I don't really
apparently
care.
Doesn't matter to you. Based on the look of your face, it doesn't matter to me.
It really doesn't matter. They're semi-pro teams.
Yeah.
They really are. They're semi-pro teams. The one thing that is I've kind of kept track of, and not necessarily who's going where, but the transfer protocol stuff that they could transfer and not sit out a year.
Yeah,
and it's almost like free agency now in college.
Yeah, I think it's terrible.
Kids are moving all over the place, especially the skill for the quarterbacks. You know, a backup quarterback here is saying, "Well, geez, I could start in Michigan. I'm going to go here." And the recruiting now is not happening in high schools
as it was happening in
colleges.
Transfer portal. Yeah.
So it's interesting. I don't like it.
I'm entering the transfer portal starting tomorrow.
Are you?
Yeah.
Good. I'd pick you up as my quarterback. Let me give the trivia question one more time.
But before you give that, just so you know, the Patriots and Alabama have never won titles in the same year.
Oh,
ever.
Good to know.
So Bama losing is a plus for the Patriots. Yeah.
And they've never won a title when Edelman has put a $100,000 wager on the Patriots and the Buccaneers to be in the Super Bowl.
No, they have not done that
either. So that'll be exciting to see. Last time for the trivia question, give us a call at 603-569-5253. What player holds the Major League Baseball record of intentional walks? There are 120 intentional walks, and Hall of Fame-wise, probably have an asterisk.
But should be there.
Yes. So there's a little hint.
I think it's more than an asterisk. I think it needs
a
to be
a double asterisk.
I think there needs to be an explanation.
Okay.
Lighted sign.
A bold. Yes. Okay.
Almost like a separate wing.
This weekend, Mike, is really an exciting weekend.
It is.
Because we have NFL football on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
And nothing overlaps. You could watch all 6 games if you wanted to.
Yep. Which is exciting.
And you have made a comeback over the last 2 weeks.
I have made a comeback.
You made a comeback.
This excites
you're still
Eric.
Down
Eric, I've made a comeback. Are you excited?
You're still down two. But you have made a comeback.
I have. I was down by 6.
I understand. Everybody else knows, too.
Creeping.
Before we get to the picks, let's just talk Pats a little bit. Yeah. It's supposed to be 0 or minus 7 or whatever the temperature is going to be.
Both
Buffalo.
Teams.
Saturday night.
Buffalo?
Yes.
Let me look that up.
All right.
But so speaking of Buffalo, though, I almost said this, and you have a hockey game, it wouldn't have mattered, but I almost texted you and said, because you guys probably saw this, let's go to the Buffalo game. I'll drive out with you. Because tickets are like
5,000 seats available.
Yeah,
right now.
And some tickets were like $32.
Best fans in the NFL.
Yeah.
Their teams in the playoffs are not going to sell at their stadium.
Right. I mean, that's absolutely crazy.
5,000 seats available at $30, and they can't sell them.
Yeah. I mean,
I'd rather not go to Buffalo.
I don't know. I reevaluated the fact that it's going to be 5 below 0 or whatever it's going
to
be.
I wouldn't want to go to Buffalo if they
Buffalo.
Got a box, a suite. I don't want to go to Buffalo.
We could have some wings.
I don't want to go to Buffalo.
But yeah, it's my couch is a lot more comfortable.
It is.
Yeah.
And our hockey game is at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And so
you wouldn't make it to Buffalo.
Merrimack, right?
We're playing Merrimack, yeah.
At Merrimack, right?
You know, I don't know. Yes.
Saturday's high is 11 degrees in Buffalo.
Okay, so that's during the day, and they're playing at
8:15. What's the low?
They're playing at 8:15 at night.
Four?
So it's going to be
a little warmer.
But weather's the same for both teams.
Yeah. Bills and Patriots can handle that weather. So,
do you have any confidence, either one of you have any confidence in the Patriots on Saturday night?
I do, because I think Bills cooking up a good game plan, And I'm still in the "in Bill we trust." And I feel like the Buffalo Bills are going to be typical Buffalo Bills, and they're going to exit stage left, and the Patriots are going to win.
Okay. I was watching a show last night, and they said, this game's going to come down to coaching. Hi. This game's not coming down to coaching. Buffalo is significantly more talented than the Patriots are on offense. I mean, just right up and down their lineup. And it's not going to come down to coaching. It's going to come down to who has the better team.
Execution, yeah.
And right now the Patriots don't. The Patriots defense, I don't know if they've had a stop since November. Mm-hmm. And that's not an exaggeration. And they certainly haven't had a big stop.
I'm one of those people that I just can't count them out, though.
No.
I just...
But you're thinking that Brady's still the quarterback.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. No, that's that mentality is that Brady's
year.
Still the quarterback.
But it doesn't matter. To me, it doesn't matter. I don't feel like I can ever count them out of anything, no matter who is playing. We have Brian Hoyer coming in to play quarterback. I'm not going to count them out until they're out. I just feel like there's always... For some reason, there's just always something there. There's always that chance.
Okay. I hope you're right. I think this game's over by the end of the first quarter, and they're going to get embarrassed. That's where I'm at with this team right now. And that's based on the evidence of the past 5 weeks.
And don't get me wrong. That's quite possible. I just
don't see them. I don't think their defense is – I think their defense is playing horrible. I think they're the worst part of their team.
Right.
And the special teams are really bad, and I still think the defense is the worst part of their team. But anyway, let's get to the picks because we only got about 5 minutes left. So, first game of the weekend's Raiders at Bengals.
Raiders at Bengals. Well, this is going to be tough because we're going to have to – we might have to talk this through. No, it's going to be tough in the sense that I don't want us all picking the same. One of us is going to have to be risk taker here and there.
So
because I'm going to go with the Bengals.
You're going to go with the Bengals?
Yeah, I don't think the Raiders are going to be able to beat Cincinnati.
I'm going with the Bengals also.
Okay.
I really wanted to see that Raiders game in a tie last week.
I wanted that though. That's where we went.
Knock Pittsburgh out of the playoffs.
Stinking timeout.
Like, come on, why wouldn't you take? Why just end in a tie, guys? Agreed beforehand.
It was going towards a tie.
I know, but it would be even funnier if they agreed beforehand. Yeah. Just knock Pittsburgh out.
Enter tie. Just go out there and take knees.
I mean. I know it's probably not the ethical thing to do, but geez, I mean, playoffs are a big deal in the NFL.
Yeah.
And both of those teams were qualified for the playoffs before they play a game. And how many times have we seen teams rest their quarterbacks when they're qualified for the playoffs or not play any of their starters? Yeah. What really is the difference?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's a tough one.
I hear.
Second game of the weekend is our Patriots at the Buffalo Bills.
Yes. This is a tough one to pick. I'm gonna pick the Patriots. I'm picking with my heart.
I am picking the Buffalo Bills.
I like it. I like it. Good.
This way, I figure I'd win either way.
Oh, my goodness! All right.
If the Patriots win, then I'll be cheering for the Patriots all night long.
Yes.
First Sunday game is Eagles at the Bucks. I know where you're going, so you're gonna go Tampa.
TB12, baby.
I'm gonna go Tampa also.
Yeah. Okay.
Can they lose?
Yes,
can they lose this
game?
Oh,
I think they can lose.
You do?
Yeah. I mean, I think the Eagles could surprise them.
Do you think Godwin makes that big of a difference, not having him? And Brown, for that matter?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, maybe not Brown, but definitely Godwin.
Evans and Gronk is enough.
Yeah, I mean, Tom will find a way, as he always does.
I heard that. Did you watch the last episode of Man in the Arena?
No, I've only watched the first four.
Okay.
So I still,
so
I'm,
what's the matter
I'm
with
still,
you?
His love for Tom Brady was diminishing or something. I don't know.
So.
I have to take my time with it. I've been watching, as Josh knows.
I heard it's a Patriots love fest.
It is
the last one.
That's what I've heard.
And
I've been
Belichick
watching
and
some
Kraft
other.
And...
I've been watching some other documentaries.
Okay.
I've kind of switched over to mafia stuff. So
okay. All right.
Yeah, but I'll get back to it.
49ers at the Cowboys. This is the game of the weekend.
This is everything.
I mean, this is
Dallas Cowboys are going to fall flat on their face. They are not going to win. Tom McCullough, I'm sorry. San Francisco 49ers and Jimmy Garoppolo, baby, are going to shock the world and beat the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm going to pick Dallas just so that makes this interesting, but I'm going to be rooting for the 49ers the whole game.
Good.
I appreciate that. I can't root for Dallas. I just can't.
No.
I'm not going to root for Dallas.
I think
I'm
the
gonna,
only person that can root for Dallas is Tom, unless you live in Dallas.
If you're a Dallas fan, I get it.
Do you know this? Why did we call them America's team? Not us, but why are they called America's team? I don't know of anyone in America other than
cheerleaders
that likes them.
I know a few people that like them.
Yeah, I know. But why? Why are they America's team?
They were the national team. They were on. I mean, they were
because they were always nationally televised.
Yeah, and they were on 4:30.
Tom Landry.
Yeah.
That type of. Yeah. I mean, Good coach.
I mean, Johnson, I just
also a survivor player.
They've won one.
Tom Landry.
Two playoff games.
Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, Jimmy Johnson.
Also a survivor player.
I like Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah. We're going to have to pick up the pace, boys.
Okay.
Steelers at the Chiefs.
Well, my fear is that somehow Roethlisberger is going to figure this out, but I'm still going with Mahomes and the Chiefs.
I really hope that – I mean, I would love to see Pittsburgh win. I would love to see them win, even though I can't stand Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, just to knock out the Chiefs.
Just to knock off the Chiefs, but at Saturday at about 11 o'clock, I'm not going to really care that much at that point because once the Patriots lose, it's not going to matter.
I'm still going to be on my Patriots win high.
Okay.
So, all right.
I hope so. And then the last game of the weekend, Cardinals at the Rams. This is another good one.
Yeah.
Cardinals at the Rams. These are some good games.
I like Matthew Stafford a lot. So.
Said nobody ever.
I just said it. I like him. I like him.
Said nobody ever.
I'm going to tell
you. He's been struggling. He played okay last weekend.
He was on the struggle bus for a while.
Yeah.
A couple weeks.
I mean, if you include an average of 2 interceptions a game struggling, then he's been really struggling.
Yeah. I'm gonna take.
Sony Michel's running well out there.
I'm gonna take the Rams.
Why can't we get guys like that?
I'm going to take the Rams.
As Bob Lobel would say.
Take the Rams.
You got to get the Rams?
I'm going to say one more time. I'd like to take the Rams.
Okay.
What would you like to take, Mike?
I'm gonna say Arizona. Arizona, okay. You know, even though they're struggling now, they're kind of like the Patriots. They were in control of the NFC. They were the number one seed 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago.
Right.
And now they're the 5th seed with the Patriots are the 6th seed. So kind of the same thing.
Hey, before we go, I'm going to let Josh answer the trivia question. Who has the Major League Baseball record for intentional walks of 120?
I'm going to guess it was Barry Bonds.
Absolutely. It was Barry Bonds in 2004. Mike, we're not going to be on the air on Monday. It's Martin Luther King Day and possible snowstorm. So Eric is going to be at
possible
home.
Snowstorm or definite snowstorm?
Safe and sound.
At this point, 90%.
Okay. Weather is never definite.
So 90%. And we're going to just enjoy a weekend of football. Okay.
So we're going to have a rerun on Monday?
Yes.
Okay. Is this going to be this one?
No, probably last Monday.
Okay, awesome. We want to once again thank our advertisers for supporting Mike and the Hoss on WASR, powered by the Yum Yum Shop. Thanks to Faymore, Berkshire Hathaway,
Seacoast Spine and Sports Injuries Clinic,
Skelly's Market,
Lucas Roasting Company,
Duran Independent Insurance,
Carroll County Oil,
Downtown Grill and Cafe,
Weston Auto Body,
Linda's Flowers,
Bradley's Hardware,
JCN Shuttle,
and the Full Belly Deli.
We will be back next Thursday live for more Mike and the Hoss.
Thank you, Josh.
Thanks.